Again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
You better get back to sleep, boy!
Now, Ron says there's only one way that I'll be able to fall asleep, and you're just going to have to do it, that's all.
Oh, boss, that's so much trouble!
Trouble or not, I've got to get my sleep. Now, go ahead and do it.
All right.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Wow, it's true. At least, according to Rick Bucher, it is.
What?
Did the ticker have the Rudy Tomjanovich development, Jimmy? At 2:56 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket?
He just stepped out of the studio.
He just stepped out.
I'm about to fart.
And we're getting a story.
Rudy Tomjanovich, after retiring and then coming back, is out again with the Lakers this time.
Fired or retired?
Apparently stepping down.
Did Kobe ask him to step down?
It's possible his health did not hang in there like he anticipated.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's possible that any deterioration in his health was caused by Kobe.
That is always possible.
Or Kermit.
Corby?
One of the two.
Well, if Kermit made that happen, then more power to Kermit.
Whoa.
What?
It's a punch. It's a dirty punch.
Yeah, you're talking about the punch.
Isn't Kermit a good guy, really, for the most part?
Can a guy
with the first name Kermit be a bad guy?
Is he a bad guy, Mike?
No, that's really the only dark spot in his past.
Would you?
That I know of, or that anybody knows of, and certainly in that book, The Punch, he was portrayed that way.
Looks like
as a good guy who just flew off the handle one night.
Looks like if you guys are interested, you got Jaguar cheerleaders ready to roll for you.
Do we?
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
I'm not interested.
Well, I think all of our webcam viewers are a little bit more concerned with what's happening back there at the Maxim side of things than anything we might have going.
Those are your Jaguar cheerleaders.
Oh, is that who they are?
We could probably...
Those are the back fat dancers, perhaps.
We could give you a... We could pretend...
Well,
like we're them, and
they will
what,
all be
what
up
they
on
might
my,
be saying.
On my soon-to-be-announced and soon-to-be-started website, soon-to-be-developed website.
What's that?
Nicepiece.com.
Really?
My plan is to have every good-looking girl in the world on there.
Really?
Everyone.
All of them, huh?
All of them.
That's going to require some bandwidth.
It's all right. We can do it.
Even Jennifer Aniston?
Well, yeah, even her. She'll be in the overrated, on the overrated page.
Even Ava Longoria?
Yeah, she might be on the overrated page either.
Really?
Also.
How about Brie?
Boy, that's one donut bitch.
She might be on the underrated page.
I'm with you there. I think she's very underrated.
Or the Machiavellian page.
A very conservatively dressed Brie.
Yes.
What's wrong with somebody who's a neat freak, too? She clean everything up?
Nothing.
When it was all done?
Wouldn't have to come home to a messy house, would you?
No. Everything will be totally squared away.
Pretty sure dinner would arrive on schedule.
Dinner on schedule.
There's something to be said for that.
What's wrong with it, I ask?
You guys going to head up to Barnacle Bill's tonight?
Maybe. Maybe not. Today is February 1st.
We're all the way across the state from Barnacle Builds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Boy, we are already into February. Look out, Juneteenth. You're next. Today is February 1st. On this day in 2003, the space shuttle Columbia broke up during reentry, killing all seven of its crew members. Reentry?
Landing in Texas.
That's right. Right here in Texas.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of the Challenger. Sorry.
Well, thanks for playing, Corbin.
By the way, you know who broke that story?
The Rant?
The T-Box.
Cobra.
Back when you were on it?
Yeah.
Back when they were in the business of breaking stories?
What year was that?
Did you make jokes about that like you did JFK Jr.?
It wasn't me. That was Davey.
Whatever.
I don't have that
poor
face.
But just for the record, he did.
If there's any type of flight troubles, I don't make fun of that. Like Payne Stewart?
Easy grooves.
And boy, if any golf...
That's what you heard that day.
Shuttles, he definitely doesn't make fun of that.
Right.
Not if they're taking off, but re-entry, you thought that was funny.
No, I didn't.
On this day in 1861, Texas voted to secede from the Union.
Cobra.
Thank God. And we never re-entered. Speaking of re-entry.
Boy, they should have stayed with that.
That's why, while in London, you can eat at the Texas Embassy.
John Martinez emails, today's my birthday. Please mention me in Widely Doesn't Suck, thanks. P.S. I'm bloody. Glenn Miller emails.
Hey, Ryan's.
Howdy, Dan.
Glenn Miller.
Hey, now.
What about him?
Aren't you a fan?
Didn't he play it
you know what
wrong?
We're doing?
Don't you want him to whip into a little In the Mood?
You know what we're doing today, Mike?
What are we doing?
Lawrence Welk talk.
Oh, we are?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll do some Lawrence Welk talk.
What'd your dad think of him?
That's a very good tune.
Well, I've been watching a lot of Ed Sullivan lately. Only because he was the guy at Shea Stadium who introed the Beatles, too. I'm watching the Beatles anthology.
What do you think? You think my dad had it right?
Well, I don't know his position on Ed Sullivan.
Daddy touched
Lawrence
me
Welk.
There.
My, not for the air, okay? Let's talk about that tonight at dinner.
Oh, anyway, Glenn Miller, who says his name is Jim, it's his birthday.
Jim.
P.S., could you ask Rhino to grow that dust ruffle back above his lip? Mm-hmm. Starting to look fairly gay in his old age. And Glenn is 51 today. Or Jim.
All right, we'll take that under advisement.
Well, he's Reiner's age.
Any man recommending the growth of facial hair to another man, gay.
Elsewhere, on February 1st, Andrew DeClercq is 32.
Well.
Didn't play there when I was there.
Time to break out the Krugerrand.
That's right.
Didn't play there when I was there.
Maybe get the orange and blue working again.
Yep.
3-4.
Although he did look at my mom's house when it was for sale. But I guess never got out of the car. He just drove in the driveway and rejected it right there. Which is about all he rejected when he was in Cleveland. That's sports based. Dexter Manley is 47.
Graduated from Oklahoma State. Could not read a word.
Dexter Manbreath.
Why are Sooner fans extra giddy about that fun fact?
No, I mean, I'm just saying he graduated from college. I don't care if he went to Oklahoma State. I'm sure there's plenty of people who have graduated from Oklahoma who couldn't read.
So anyway, Bubba Paris.
Go to Snake.
Yeah.
Bubba Paris and Ray Lucas are standing outside.
We go down to Snake in Hollywood.
So at the entrance, there's the security lines, and then for some reason, it's Bubba Paris and Ray Lucas standing next to each other. And Bubba Paris notices Corby's got an OU sweatshirt on and stops him. Says, you an OU fan? And Snake's like doing the snake dance. And
I was not doing this. All I know.
Because I want to play you, bitch.
All I said was, yeah, I am.
He reenacts Adrian Peterson around right tackle.
I'm sure he did do the snake dance.
I-45.
Well, then for some reason, Bubba Paris then says, name the two most famous women's basketball players in OU history or something ridiculous like that.
No, that was
of course,
it.
Snake camp.
Who are the two most famous female basketball players who ever committed to Oklahoma?
Basketball.
I go, I don't know.
It's women's basketball. Who cares?
Yeah, and he was like, oh, you're not a fan.
He's not a real OU fan. He's a sports bully.
He's right. You're not a real OU fan.
Then, and then Bob's like, he's a poser.
I turned on Corby. I had Bubba Paris on my
side. Anybody who's a fan of a college knows the most famous women athletes there.
Isn't it fun to expose your friends as posers for their favorite teams?
Title IX did me in.
Tommy Sallow is 34.
Goalie.
Wade Wilson is 46.
Former Cowboy great.
Doesn't he have a ring? Is he the backup at 95?
Big Boy is 30.
In Mesquite.
I hear he's making brisket.
Mike Campbell is 51.
Ah.
Rhinestone Cowboy.
Mike, who's that?
That is the great guitar player for the Heartbreakers.
Oh.
Right?
That's correct.
Who you envy so much.
He's 51?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was a class of 68.
Fran Christina is 54.
Probably Chris Stevens.
Boston?
Drummer?
No, not Boston then.
Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Oh.
Don Everly is 68.
Yes.
God.
Corby loves this.
Some of the worst music ever
written. I've been watching you for days now, baby.
So bad about this.
Why do you hate this? Or do you hate it?
I don't want to talk about it. It's so bad.
Dude.
I walked 10 miles on my hands and knees. If I got to be it, and maybe I could try and breathe.
This sucks. Stupid Kim.
Hey,
Wilson.
Dill.
What?
I don't care if it's
Hemsley is 67.
That's it?
Yeah.
So he was like 10 years younger than Wheezy.
Play Reiner's new Gay Not Gay drop, because that would fit for Sherman Hemsley. At least in the black community, we're always told that they know.
It's a well-known fact.
That he's a gay. And they also say that white people smell like wet puppies.
That's a well-known fact as well.
They also
gay, kind of hard to say, gay or not gay.
Terry Jones is 63.
Kind of ran out of steam there, didn't it?
Garrett Morris is 68.
Ruggling.
Garrett Morris, not funny.
He's black.
Lisa Marie Presley is 37.
Not hot.
Well, that's one torn up bitch.
Whoa. Pauly Shore is 37.
Hey,
funny.
Hey.
Mike, have you watched the Pauly Shore VHS tape I bought you for Christmas, son-in-law?
Yes, yes. Pauly Shore has his place in this world.
Okay.
Does he?
Stop wheezing the juice.
Sports phone.
No, it's not sports phone.
Do you have the Brewers sign anyone today?
Richard Williams is 55.
No. Stop calling.
What?
Reiner?
Richard Williams?
How about the Twins? Did they sign anyone today?
Richard Williams. Oh, Kansas.
That's right.
Yeah, do you know how many times Candy Maldonado struck
guitarist
out today?
For Kansas. And now here's some spares.
I don't answer baseball questions. I just give scores. Can you explain the save rule? Yes, I can, but not on this line. I'll get fired.
Call me my private number. T.R. Dunn is 50.
Star
Alabama.
Telegram.
Not the Star Telegram. Mark Recchi, 37.
Former Rectum. Flyers great. Now a Penguin.
Penguin killed him.
Wrecked him. Kent Merker is 37.
Brave.
Walter McCarty, 31.
Kentucky.
And Chad, who listens to the ticket.
Country in Africa.
South Africa.
He's 28 today. He has two favors to ask. One is send him full-length copies of Stars games to get him past the lockout. And two is please play the full version of Give It to Me, Lance.
No.
So.
Oh, that's not for me to say now.
Happy birthday, Chad, and you're 0 for 2, I think. Oh, wait a minute.
Here we go.
Wait a minute. For the webcam, Corby.
How old is he?
Give it to me, Lance.
Is he in
give
the
it
demo?
To me, Lance. Give it to me, Lance. Push, push. Give it to me, Lance. Give it to me, Lance. Give it to me, Lance.
Come on,
push,
stand up.
Push.
Stand up.
The webcam has become very popular.
That was all for the web people.
Is that blood in your pants?
I'm the ticket.
What?
All right, born on this day now, dead. Clark Gable. Oh,
gay.
Told to have halitosis to the extreme.
And Rick James.
Oh,
James, bitch!
In a way, we are sad to report.
This just
it's a very sad day for one of us.
One of us here.
There's a cloud over Aspen.
Right.
Is he in Aspen?
No, they're back Vince now. He's going to be at Hooters tonight.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to be at Hooters.
There's
now.
A cloud over
Hooters. Can't stay in Aspen. Will McClay is
on. Will McClay show must go.
Yeah, there'll be a cloud over Mesquite tonight.
And dead on this day, still dead, Mary Shelley. Who created?
Frankenstein.
That's right. Tyler?
Mike, can you steal a head for that thing?
Thanks to football people, Jerome Bettis, Chuck Bednarik, and Wilma McNabb.
What? You had on Wilma McNabb?
What?
Yeah.
Want to hear your battle cry?
Would you? Hey, we're just middays, Corby. We'll be back tomorrow. The Hardline is coming up next. Enjoy.